Thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you have tears in your eyes.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I love Chris Stapleton.
They are very glossy right now.
Okay. Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less, you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Almost as much as Ayla, and I love that new Chris Stapleton song.
Honestly, can we just play that again and have it be the Feels Good for today? That was so good. I cannot wait for his album to come out. November 13th. Can't come soon enough. But this Feels Good story is so crazy and unexpected. A group of prisoners are now being credited for saving the life of a sheriff's deputy. Here's what happened. Gwinnett County Sheriff's deputy, his name is Patrick Edmond, he's from Georgia, was doing a routine cell search in a housing unit last week. That's a, you know, fancy term for jail. Then a group of prisoners noticed that something was wrong with Patrick. One of the prisoners named John Queen told WGCL, I could see in his eyes that he was staring off in space and he wasn't right. Patrick had been repeating the same phrase and had dropped a blanket he had been holding. There's even video of all of this from the prison, and you can see Patrick dropping the blanket and like leaning over the table for support. The inmates reacted to Patrick's strange behavior. One prisoner pulled up a chair for him, which the others eased him into the seat. One man went to the housing unit's phone to call for help, while two others used the deputy's radio. Others in the prison started banging on the walls to get the attention of the unit next door. It was a combination of these efforts that saved Deputy Patrick's life. Turns out he was experiencing a life-threatening stroke. Medical assistance arrived in just a few minutes. Patrick underwent surgery after passing a blood clot in his brain. He's now recovering at home. The six men who helped save Patrick's life now get to watch movies for a week on DVD. They were also given a special meal. And today, it's Friday, so they get to eat pizza today. You might be thinking these prisoners wouldn't do a good deed just to get pizza. And you're right. They did it because Patrick encourages the incarcerated to make better choices in their lives. And they know he cares about them. So while this is a unique story, it reminds me of one very powerful phrase, love thy enemy. And these days, it's just really nice to hear stories like this. So it's Friday. That's where it feels good. Happy Friday.